Oh, hey everyone! My name is Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom. Don't tell Gabe what I'm doing, but I'm going to take some more pictures of my food. If Gabe knew what I was doing, he would tell me that I was wasting my time. However, I love taking pictures of my food. Then I can post it on Facebook. Do you like taking pictures of your food? It's funny that we're talking about pictures and food because that's exactly what our lesson is all about. Our lesson is called Your Friends and Their Phones. Today we'll be discussing picture etiquette at a restaurant and posting pictures online. Well, let's go inside to find Gabe so we can learn more about this very interesting lesson.
Right. Oh, hello, everybody. My name is Gabe. Rebecca, please tell me again what you're doing with a plate of fish and a croissant.
I'm so glad you asked, Gabe. Here's a fish. I was taking pictures of it, and it looks so great on my phone. Do you want me to show you some of the pictures that I took?
No. Just don't understand. Why don't you just eat the fish and eat the bread? Otherwise, it will get cold, and it won't taste good.
Come on, Gabe. Of course I'm going to eat the fish and the bread, but I wanted to take a picture of it first. Everybody does that.
Oh, excuse me. You think everybody does that?
Of course, it's the thing to do. Take a picture of your food.
I beg to differ, Rebecca. I think our Viewpoints article is about two points of view on this issue. Let's get started with our first reading for the day.
Here.
Your friends and their phones. Wait just a minute. I need to answer this. Andy and Betsy are having dinner at their favorite Italian restaurant.
Wow, the food looks extraordinary. The chefs here really know how to present their food.
They sure do. I'm going to post a picture of it online.
Really? We can just tell our friends that the food here is great.
Well, I suppose, but you know what they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah, and the time you spend taking that picture allows your food to get cold.
It doesn't take that long.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 extraordinary 这个形容词。extra, E-X-T-R-A 是指额外的或者是特别的。ordinary 是指普通的或平凡的。所以 extraordinary 是指非凡的、特别的或者是令人惊奇的。例如 The boy's extraordinary singing talent amazed the audience. 这个男孩惊人的歌唱才华震撼了观众。或者是 The patient has made extraordinary progress over the past few months. 这位病人在过去几个月当中进步神速。继续我们看的是 post 这个动词。post 在这里是指发布或公布讯息。例如 Teresa loves to post selfies on her Facebook page. Teresa 非常喜欢在自己的脸书上贴自拍的照片。或者是 The requirements for this position were posted on our website.这个职位的条件已经公布在我们的网站上。Post 也指使对方及时了解讯息。例如 I'll keep you posted about the game's latest developments. 我会让你知道比赛的最新发展。
So, today's lesson is called Your Friends and Their Phones.Do you ever like to take pictures of your food? I do. It just kind of is something I enjoy doing. Now, Gabe, on the other hand.
Yeah. Rebecca, you're more like Betsy and I'm more like Andy from today's lesson. Andy and Betsy are having dinner at their favorite Italian restaurant. And Andy says the food looks extraordinary. The chefs here really know how to present their food. So before we get into their argument about taking pictures of food,Let's take a look at this little phrase, to really know how to do something. That means that someone really understands the process. They know how to make something just right.
For example, my sister, she really knows how to take some good pictures. And you know, Gabe, you really know how to tell a good story.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rebecca. I thought you were going to say, I really know how to take pictures of my food, which I don't because I don't like to. I think Rebecca really knows how to take pictures of food.
I do.
You know, you can use this in a positive way. So maybe my friend really knows how to buy other people gifts. That means he really understands exactly what to buy for somebody. You could also use it in a negative way. Oh, he really knows how to make me angry.
Mm-hmm. There are so many different ways to use this phrase. So how does Betsy respond to Andy? She says, they sure do. Now, there's another word in here that we'd like to talk about, and that is the word sure. Now, if you use this phrase or this word, it just means to be certain without a doubt. For example, I feel absolutely sure that you've made the wrong decision.
Oh, is that so? Well, I sure don't agree with you there. Okay, so you can say I sure do, he sure does. For example, I sure am happy to see you here today. I sure am glad that you joined us here at Studio Classroom.
So, of course, Betsy says that she wants to post this picture online. Mm-hmm. And Andy, he doesn't seem to be too happy about that idea. He's like, really? We can just tell our friends that the food here is great.
Well, what kinds of food do you like to take pictures of? Maybe you like to take pictures of all kinds of food. I have asked a couple people this in today's SC Challenge. Let's see what they said. What kinds of food do you take pictures of?
I don't take pictures of food.
No?
No.
Oh, then do you take any pictures?
Yes, I take pictures of myself.
Excuse me, what kinds of food do you take pictures of?
Well, I like to take the pasta and fruits or something.
All kinds of food. Goodbye. Thank you.
I take pictures of delicious food.
Delicious food like what?
Like rice.
So your favorite kind of food is rice?
Yes, my favorite kind of food is rice.
Seafood. I love seafood.
Oh man, so do I. I'm getting hungry. Hey, let's get some seafood together, okay?
好啊,走啊。
Okay, we're going to go. Are you up for the SC Challenge?
So how does Betsy respond to Andy? Well, she says, well, I suppose, but you know what they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. Now, we want to talk about a very common saying, as they say. What does it mean when we say, as they say?
Well, you know what they say, or as they say. Yeah, good question, Rebecca. And who is they? Well, that just means a lot of people. Or there is an expression or a phrase or an idiom that has become so popular, so you could say, as they say, and then share the idiom. For example, maybe you think someone is really like their father. You could say, as they say, like father, like son.
Or you could say, as they say, an action speaks louder than words. Or something else, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
As they say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So it's important to have your vitamin C and your fruits. Now, as we see here, you know what they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. That's another common expression. You could share a thousand words, or you could just look at a picture. It could tell us a whole lot.
Now look at this picture. See, picture is worth a thousand words. Gabe, I don't think that you could come up with a thousand words to describe that picture.
Well, I just sense a lot of emotion in this monkey. I mean, it seems like he's saying, God, why don't you give me some toilet paper? I need toilet paper!
Yes, I can definitely see the message that this picture is conveying, that message.
Well, what else could this picture be saying, Rebecca? That's what I think this picture is saying. Well, what else could this monkey be thinking?
Well, I was thinking the monkey saying, Dear Jesus, I pray for my mom right now. I He's praying.
Monkey.
Yes.
A praying monkey. Very nice. All right. Well, a picture is worth a thousand words. We both see completely different things from this picture.
Well, Andy responds by saying, yeah, and the time you spend taking that picture allows your food to get cold. Well, right now, there's something in this sentence that Liz would like to talk about, so let's take a closer look with Liz.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at this sentence. The time you spend taking that picture allows your food to get cold. Okay, we have several parts to this sentence. First of all, the subject is the time. And it's described as the time you spend. Then we have what's being done with that time, taking that picture. Then we have the rest of the sentence, allows your food to get cold. So here's the pattern. The subject that someone does something to, doing something at that same time, allows a result. This is a fancy way to describe how a subject produces a certain result because of what is done to the subject while something is happening. For example, the hour you save commuting from work allows you to have more free time. In other words, you're able to save an hour. What is going on with this hour being saved? You're commuting from work. And what does this allow you? You have more free time. Or, the class I take studying nature photography allows me to go into the mountains often. So, I'm taking a class. What is going on with this class? Studying nature photography. And what does this allow me? I can go into the mountains more often. And that's it for now. See you next time.
Let's see, in just one moment, I'll have the picture posted online. I wonder how many likes this picture is going to get.
Hey, Rebecca, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Gabe. I'm, posting a picture online. It's a great picture.
Oh, Rebecca, did you take another picture of your food?
Well, you see, I just wanted to provide the restaurant with free marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Once people see how good the food looks, they might want to come here too.
But it just takes so much time to take a picture, put it online, wait for people to comment on that picture.
Gabe, do you know who you sound like?
Who do I sound like?
You sound like Andy from our article.
Well, maybe that's because I agree with Andy from our article.
Well, you know, I think we need to see how this conversation continues.
Yeah.
I was going to show you the picture, but I don't think I want to show.
Your friends and their phones.
Sure it does. Think of how much time you spend arranging the plate and getting the right angle. After that, you edit the photo, connect to the internet, and then finally post it. Not to mention the extra time you need to add the location and a caption.
That's not a big deal. My food is nice and warm. And I've just provided the restaurant with free marketing.
What are you talking about?
By posting a picture, people can see what the food looks like and even get an idea of what to order.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 caption 这个名词。 Caption 是指标题或说明文字，例如 make sure there's a caption on each picture， 要确定每张照片都有说明文字，或者是 under the picture there's a caption that says Jazz King， 这张照片下方写着标题爵士天王。Caption 也可以当动词，例如 the photo is captioned Golden Age， 这张照片的标题是黄金岁月。最后我们看的是 big deal 这个名词。 Deal 本来是指交易， 但是 big deal 是指严重或重大的事情， 大多是用否定的 be 动词 加上 big deal， 表示没什么大不了。 例如 we had to stay one more night because the flight was cancelled. It was not a big deal though. 因为班机取消， 所以我们得多住一个晚上， 但是其实没什么大不了。 Big deal 也可以用在祈使句来表达有什么了不起。例如 I got an A on my history report. 我的历史报告得了个 A. Big deal, I got an A plus. 有什么了不起，我得了 A 加。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, well earlier Betsy was saying it doesn't take that long to take a picture and post it online. Now Andy has a big line right here at the beginning of this section. He talks about how much time it actually takes to take the picture, to edit the photo, and he says not to mention the extra time you need to add the location and a caption. It does take a long time.
Caption, you brought up a great word, Gabe. Of course, you can't post a picture online mm-hmm. without a caption. Now, what is a caption? Well, that is just a title or a brief explanation that you give for a picture. Hey, let's play a little game. So I have some pictures, and let's see if we can create some captions for these pictures.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
You think you can do it, Gabe?
I think I can do it. What's the first picture here, Rebecca?
Okay. Well, let's see what the first picture is.
Are you
ready? It's a llama. Okay. I think I would say...
That is a freaky looking llama.
Well, it's a dirty llama.
That's a scary looking llama.
It's a dirty llama.
Well, maybe the caption could also be from his perspective. He could be like, why did someone dress me in their dirty carpet?
Or, you know, maybe he's saying, I'm looking at you. Oh, that's kind of freaky.
Yeah, it is.
That's kind of scary.
What kind of caption could you think of for this llama picture?
Well, let's look at the next one.
Okay.
So the first picture is a llama, and then the next picture
interesting.
That's a boat, and it looks like they're on an adventure.
Yeah, what does it look like they're saying, or what's a good caption for this picture?
A wild boat adventure.
A wild boat adventure,
it's not really a wild boat ride.
How about this?
Yes.
Mom, where are you? I know you're here somewhere. That's good, right?
Wait, would you say that whole thing for the caption?
Yeah, why not? The caption could be long, it could be short, you know.
You're right. Well, we have one more. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Last picture. I have a perfect one for this one.
Yeah, what's yours?
It's a snowy day.
It's a snowy day? That's good, yeah. Rebecca, but I think maybe you could think of something a little more creative, like, has anybody seen my pet turkey? I get it, because they're eating something here. I don't know what they're
and
eating.
And it could be your pet turkey.
It's funny.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, Gabe, so are Betsy and Andy, are they dating?
I don't know. Is there a word for if these two people are just friends? Mm. Let's see what the guys in the info cloud have to say about that.
Recently, we talked about all the millions of words English possesses. So it's ironic when we find ourselves in need of an English word that doesn't exist.
Like a word for a friend who's a boy but is not a boyfriend. Or a friend who is a girl but not a girlfriend.
We all have friends of the opposite sex whom we're not romantically involved with. And when we refer to them, we don't want others to get the wrong idea, right?
That's right. Now, there are ways to express this relationship in English, but the alternatives are either awkward, like my female friend, or my friend who is a girl.
Or they're uncommon, like the made-up word friend girl.
Right. Incidentally, Spanish has a word meaning friend who is a girl but is not a girlfriend, amiga. Contrast that to the Spanish word novia, which is used when romance is involved.
As far as words describing the relationship between people, English has a lot of gaps. Here's another example. What does a mother call her daughter's mother-in-law?
I'm not really sure, but in Spanish, it's consuegra. Friends, what are some words in your language that English doesn't have?
英文虽然有数不清的单字，但是它还是有一些 gaps, 缺口，尤其是用来表示人际关系的字，像亲家公、亲家母就没有英文单字可以表示，但是我们中文还有西班牙文就有。另外呢，像异性的普通朋友，英文也没有一个实用的单字，顶多只能用形容的方式，像 my female friend, 或是用自创的字，像friend girl 这种字，但是西班牙文呢就有一个特 特定表示女性的普通朋友的字 Amiga。 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, thank you guys. And no, Betsy and Andy are not dating. Well, let's see what Betsy has to say. She says, "That's not a big deal. My food is nice and warm, and I've just provided the restaurant with free marketing." We actually want to talk about these words, nice and another adjective. For example, you could also say, "This couch is nice and cozy." If you think about it, those are actually pretty funny words, aren't they, Gabe?
Well, kind of, but we often use these kinds of words in conversation. Nice and something else. Maybe you just want to emphasize how much something is. For example, if it's nice and warm, you want to emphasize how warm something is. This jacket is nice and big. Or the sofa is nice and comfortable. The tea is nice and hot. And as you can see, yes, Rebecca?
Well, my blanket at home is nice and comfortable. It's so cozy, it keeps me warm.
And I often use the word nice with the word comfortable. As you can see, this phrase is nice and useful. It's pretty good.
It definitely is. Well, I think that we need to continue on with our lesson. What does Andy say? It's like, what are you talking about? And what happens after that?
Well, by posting a picture, people can see what the food looks like and even get an idea of what to order. Let's take a look at that phrase, to have an idea of something. Because often someone might go into a restaurant and say, "I have no idea what to order." So this is another way of saying that you can have an idea.
Or maybe you have a day off of work or school, and you say something like, "I have no idea what to do today because I have so much free time."
I'm not sure who stole the cookie from the cookie jar, but I have an idea of who did it.
And it definitely wasn't me. Anyway, it's time to visit Linda in the editor's summary.
We're in a restaurant with Andy and Betsy, who are having dinner together. Andy begins by commenting how extraordinary the food looks and how great it is all presented. Betsy agrees, and she takes out her phone to take a photo and post it online. But Andy questions it and suggests she just tell her friends. But she gives that old quote, "A picture is worth a thousand words." Andy replies, "With all the time she is taking the picture of her food, it's getting cold." But Betsy doesn't think it takes that long. So Andy answers with, "It does. All the time to arrange the plate and get the right angle and then edit the photo and connect to the internet and then post it. And then adding a location and a caption." But Betsy doesn't think it's a big deal. And she says her food is still hot and she has just given the restaurant free marketing. When Andy doesn't understand, Betsy says that people can see what the food looks like, and they will know what to order.
Okay. Well, friends, I agree with Andy.
And I agree with Betsy.
Who do you agree with? Come back next time for more of this conversation right here on Studio Classroom.